Hi guys, and welcome back to Lost in the 21st Century. It's your host, Akiga, currently speaking, and I'm so happy to finally be here and recording. I'm really nervous that my flatmates might be walking around the house, and I don't really want them to hear me, just in case. I don't know, I'm just nervous, very nervous, because obviously, as you guys know, it's been a hot minute since I last recorded, and I've been meaning to record, and it's not like I haven't recorded before this one. I've actually recorded two episodes. The first one was terrible. It was very unplanned, so I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I just winged it, and you can tell that. I hope that audio never gets leaked, but you could tell that that was not a planned episode. And when I say planned, I don't mean like written out fully or like notes everywhere. I'm talking about, you know, how you have to write an essay and it has to have structure. I'm talking like that. It wasn't planned at all. I just literally decided to go like boom 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 and talk the most on the podcast. And I was literally thinking maybe I should just post it and see how it goes, see if people like it, because I just wanted to get something out there. This was like November time last year or December, I'm not too sure. I think I rushed it because I was like, oh my god, I bought a microphone. As you guys can see, I bought a microphone. Sorry, I said as you guys can see because I'm currently recording on my phone. I don't know if I'll ever record. I don't know if I'll ever post a video. I just thought I'll just record it because why not. But yeah, so I decided to buy a microphone very last minute. It was on sale and I was like, might as well, because I thought buying it would motivate me to start recording, and it did not, because I had it in my room for like a good 4 months, just sitting there collecting dust. And every time I look at it, I was like, you know when you buy something and it makes you happy? When I bought it, it didn't bring, like, I was happy when I got it, but after time, every time I looked at it, it just reminded me of something that I wasn't doing and that I should be doing. But I'm happy now because it's actually being used, and that means that more episodes are coming, because this microphone is actually amazing. I love it so much. It sounds good. Like, the first time I put on the headphones and the microphone, when I plugged the headphones into the microphone, I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. Maybe I'm going to pause this very quickly and see what I sound like, so I know that I don't sound terrible. I'm back. So, what's it called? I just wanted to see what I sounded like because I needed to understand what was going on. I'll probably cut that out because I sound fine. It's just because connected to the headphones, it sounds very weird and echoey. I don't know why, because last time when I was recording, it sounded good, but right now it just sounds like I'm on a radio or something like that. The first episode was not structured, like I said before. It was a no-no. It was not happening, and I felt really embarrassed if I posted that, because just everything was all over the place. The second one was actually alright, like I actually really liked that episode, but so many things was going wrong with that episode. Like, I would forget what I was saying, and don't get me wrong, I'm going to forget what I'm going to say in this episode, because tracing back to what I say is very difficult, and it's been a while since I've had to trace back on stuff that I'm saying. I've not had to have a long conversation in a while, which is why I just don't socialise that much anymore, I've realised. There were so many things wrong with that, so many... Oh my god, I can't speak English. There was a lot of things that went wrong in that episode. Like, it was actually organized, structured. I knew what I was gonna say, but I think it was the nerves, and even the nerves that I'm experiencing now. I never had these nerves before, and I think I know why. It's because I'm in uni, and obviously uni, I'm not at home, I'm not close to home. Home is like 4 hours away. And the reason for that is because obviously home is home, and I was comfortable recording in an environment where I felt like I wouldn't be judged, whereas I'm in an environment where I feel like I'm going to be judged. I'm not saying I am judged right now, but I just feel like, you know, people are going to be walking past my room and be like, what the hell is she doing? Not that my flatmates would do that, because they won't, but I don't know, you know, the insecurities and all that jazz. Like, I don't know why it's getting to me, but it's finally getting to me now. And I think it's because I'm getting older, so I'm finding more reasons to make myself not do things. Also, if you can hear a lot of background noise, I'm so sorry, because we've got I don't know, there's a military base close to where I live, and on a day-to-day basis, when I'm whilst I'm sleeping, I'll be hearing every day, non-stop. And I didn't have to cope with that when I was living at home, so yeah, I'm sorry. And also, one thing as well, I don't have a lot of people in the house making too much noise. But yeah, the second one that I did, I was really happy with it, but there were so many things that went wrong with it. Like, for example, I'd be talking. I'm not even going to mention it, or else you guys are going to notice. So yeah, there was something that I didn't like about that episode, and I don't want you guys to notice it, and you probably won't. And I was probably just overthinking, to be honest, so I decided I was not going to release that episode. And then, like I said, tracing back was difficult. And then I felt like there was something else that went wrong with that episode. It was actually a really good episode. I think I do remember. I think it was too long. And what happened was that when it was too long, that meant I would have to spend a lot of time editing. And that episode required a lot of editing. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to waste my time editing this when I could just make another one, and that will probably take me less time to edit. And like I said, where I haven't been recording for a while, I've lost a lot of my skills that I was able to do time ago, like editing, graphic design, hosting, I guess, I don't know, just the natural stuff of recording. I don't know how to do it, but it's changed. But yeah, there's been a lot of changes. My setup has changed. Unfortunately, I forgot to mention this. Raina and Mona will not be able to join today's episode because of unavailability. So hopefully in the near future, they'll be able to join and record with me. Also, if there's like little breaks in between the episode, I'm recovering from an illness because I had a cold. And I had it for a while. I had it for like a week, and well, not a while actually. I had it for a bit, but it's still kind of, you know, lingering. It hasn't fully disappeared. But I had it terribly for like 2 days, and then I'm much better now. But I have quite a bit of a stuffy nose, and if you hear me sniffling, I'm sorry, but I just have to sniffle as part of being a human. So this is my third time recording this episode, this introduction. And I don't plan on recording it again, because I feel like if I have to record it the fourth time, I'm just not gonna do it anymore. I'm sorry, but it's so demoralizing. Like, not saying the same thing, because every time the stuff I've said is different, and I've changed what I've said, and the episode that I'm doing is also different from what I planned on doing the previous episode. Oh my god, I remember why the second episode was so not the best. So basically, I had a main goal for that topic. Is in terms of like what I was going to say, and I said the complete opposite. So I went on the complete tangent talking about something that wasn't even related to the topic that I had planned for. And I was like, damn, like, I don't know how I'm going to edit this to make this sound smooth. So I hope I can stick to what I'm saying today and not wander off. But yeah, there's so many things that I can't wait to talk about today, because there's a lot. So this is my third and final recording of the introduction, and I hope you guys enjoy it as we swiftly move into today's episode. I don't know. Before I start this episode, I just had to listen to what this introduction sounded like, and I can't lie, I'm very impressed with myself. I can't lie, I was really nervous to even start the recording, but I kept on seeing TikToks where it's like, don't be silly, start today. Then those types of TikToks where it was like, I don't know what the phrase was, it's in my head, I could see the video even, and it was like, I don't know, you know, you think you're too scared to start, but why are you even scared in the first place? It's not that, but it's along those lines, and that's what I had been going through, because I knew I wanted to start, but I was scared for no reason. I don't know why I was scared. Before, I wouldn't have been scared, because I would have just done it, like, nothing was stopping me, but for some reason now, something was stopping me from recording, and I can mention those number of reasons as to what was stopping me from recording later in that episode. But yeah, to start off with today's episode, I don't really know what this main topic for today's episode is going to be about, but I understand what I want to talk about, and it's mainly to do with changes. And whether I'm going to name that as today's title, I don't know. It probably will be about changes and adapting to it and learning. Well, not learning changes, but like the different types of changes that might be coming around in this podcast, which I'm so excited to announce to you guys. Official and unofficial announcements. So yeah, that's what's going to happen in today's episode. So yeah, so to start off with today's episode, I wanted to mention how like changing has really transformed me into a different person. For example, like I only recorded once whilst I was at uni, and that was the Feeling Alone episode, which, by the way, I honestly, if I could delete that episode, I would, and I can, but I feel like sometimes I feel like it has to be there. I feel like it has to stay there so I can look back and be like, be embarrassed with myself, if that makes sense. Like, I am not happy with that episode. That episode is another definition of an unplanned episode, because oh my god, I was rambling. I feel like I didn't even say anything. And yeah, it was just something. Oh my god, I've not even heard that episode in like how long, a year and more, because I don't want to hear it. But yeah, if you guys want to listen to that, you can, but I recommend you listen to other episodes that isn't me talking about uni and starting uni, because even at then I hadn't even adapted to my environment, and now I feel like it's not a home, but it's a second home, because now I understand it. I understand it more than I did when I first came here. And when I say that, I mean in terms of like making new friends. So the friends I have here, like I've learnt the type of people that I like to be around and people I don't like to be around. And then like the different types of people is very, I don't even know if I should be exposing my uni like that. I just realised, because I'm here saying bam, bam, bam. I don't think I will. I think I'll leave it out. I think I'll cut it out, because there's no way, I don't want you guys to know what uni I'll go to. But the uni that I go to currently, it's full, I wouldn't say it's full of NPCs, but there are some NPCs. Like when you come from London and you come here, it's a completely different environment. And bearing in mind, before I came here, obviously COVID was such a big thing. So I didn't even get to see what type of uni I was going to before I even like confirmed my position here. So I only knew the name of the uni, but I didn't know what the environment was like. And bearing in mind, they said that the location of the uni was based in a city. So here I am thinking, okay, so I'm from London, I'm very much a city girl. I don't even joke around, I'm very much a city girl. So I thought, you know what, if it's a city, I'm gonna be there. Like I just want to explore a new environment that is also not far from what I'm used to. So I thought, I told myself that I was never going to go to like basically a village, a uni that is located like in a village or something. And to be honest, my current uni is basically a village. Like it is, I describe it as a massive circle because you can't get lost in it. And I remember one time when I started uni, I decided to go on a walk, and I don't know, I like to go on walks and get lost and obviously use Apple Maps to find my way back home. But I did the same thing and I ended up in the place that I had already been to. I just took a new route to get to that same location. And I was like, damn, I was really expecting something miraculous. I even have a video of myself walking and realizing that, damn, I'm literally stuck in a circle, like, you know, in a game where you're playing, a certain world, and you're only stuck in that certain world. You can't leave that world. That's exactly how I feel with the current uni I'm at, because there is nowhere else I can go. There is nowhere else I can go unless I was to take a train elsewhere, and the only closest place to me that I'll say is within 1 hour would be Nottingham. Oh, so yeah, that is something I feel like adapting to this area and trying to understand it, because I didn't like it at the start, but I feel like with the people that I'm friends with makes it more enjoyable to be here. And to be honest, I feel like where I live currently is starting to become a student friendly environment in terms of like the activities you can do, and then the types of food shops that is around here. For example, there's a place, you know, Wendy's is very popular in America, and then recently Wendy's has been, you know, popping off in the UK, specifically in London, because I feel like there's a lot of Wendy's stores in London now. So that means I'm assuming it's the same with other places in the UK. Don't take my word, but I'm just saying, if your area doesn't have it, then I feel bad for you, but that's all I can say. But yeah, my place of uni, where my uni is located, they are currently opening up Wendy's, which I think, you know, student friendly in terms of like people like to try fast food and everyone likes eating. So, well, maybe it's not student friendly, but I feel like it will allow for the growth of more student friendly shops and things to come here. See what I mean? I feel like I'm rambling. Also changing, like, in terms of, there's been a lot of changes for me as well in terms of like my course. So my course, I never got taught it in uni, so adapting to that now is new, and trying to understand this new way of learning is also interesting, but also like it's kind of stressful in terms of changing your old styles of learning, which is one thing I've started to do because I think I was too stuck in my old ways, that I thought that my old ways was the best way of learning, but it really isn't. Sometimes you just really need to be more open-minded and understand the place that you're, understand the environment that you're in. And even with like preparation, I don't think I was prepared for uni when I first came here. I was there, obviously it was a shocking environment, because there's a lot of things that you see that you probably didn't get exposed to when you're stuck at home. Well, I wouldn't say stuck at home, but when you're living at home with your parents, there's a lot of things that you don't get exposed to. And there are some people that do get exposed to certain things, but when I started uni there was stuff that I wasn't exposed to that I got exposed to in uni, that I was like, damn, like stuff like this really happens outside. Like things that my parents told me to avoid was happening in uni, and I was like, oh my god, like it was all new to me. I'm not sure if you heard my stomach rumble, I hope you didn't. It was all new to me. I don't know why I said that like that. Yeah, everything was all new to me. Even like in terms of transport, like transport here is completely different to TFL. Like obviously TFL for me, buses for me will be coming, like, I know some buses do take a while to come, but my buses usually take, let's say 5 to 10 minutes for its arrival. But here, buses take every, like, I'm pretty sure it's an hour, and then if you miss that one, you have to wait another hour for the next one, which is very inconvenient. Because I remember when I used to go on placement, I had to leave at a specific time in terms of, like, making sure I made it in time to get to, making sure I got to my destination on time. That sounded very shit. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Recording is making me sweat. I'm literally sweating. I don't know why I'm so nervous to even record this episode. I just feel like I have a lot on my mind. But yeah, there's the environment, and compared to, like, I've been exposed to a lot of new things in terms of, like, not even just the bad things, but also good things, and maybe, like, looking at the beauty of things that I never thought I would have looked at, if that makes sense. What I mean by that is in terms of, like, what I said previously, like, I thought I was very much a city girl, which I am, but I thought I would never be able to enjoy a very, like, you know, low population area where it's very, to be honest, at the time when I came here, I know before I came here, apparently it wasn't as diverse, but when I came here, it was like the progression of diversity. And then now that I'm here currently, I can't lie to you, it's very diverse. Like, I honestly do not go around anymore not seeing a black person. I see a lot of people around the area and I'm like, oh, I actually don't mind being here, because, like, it doesn't feel like I'm too far from home. Like, one thing I was worried about was some unis don't have you know, stuff where they could buy like local home foods. And I know about this uni apparently being having the same situation a couple of years ago, but now they have like 3 main stores that are for like POCs, and it doesn't feel like you're far from home because I can easily get the food that I usually eat at home here now and make it, which makes me feel closer to home because I don't feel far from it because I'm eating my day to day. I'm not eating anything that is considered as a struggle meal at uni. I'm thankful that I've not been able to experience that, so I've seen that as a blessing in disguise, having that those three main POC shops. But yeah, other than that, like, I've seen a beauty of my uni environment in terms of like just enjoying the people that are in here. Like, the people are not terrible people, to be honest. I was really scared that they would be, but they're actually pretty decent. And also the people that I've met that aren't from, let's say, London, people like from Manchester, or people from Norwich, or people from Edinburgh, like people from basically everywhere, or even obviously global student, international students. So I met some international students that are even from my home country that I felt like, oh my god, I feel closer to home again, feel closer to home. And it just feels nice to also have friends that haven't grown up the same way as I have and being exposed to those positive things. And then also finding my own community, like, being here has really allowed me to be independent. And I've been, obviously, this independence has caused like positive and some negatives, but mainly positives, to be honest. And those positives, oh sorry, I'm here playing with my hairband. Those positives has caused me to really find people that I can bond with in terms of like let's say hobbies, likes and dislikes, culture, religion. Just I'm very happy that I've kind of found the type of people that I like to surround myself with that I probably struggled to find at home. I love everyone back home. That's not to say that no one was like my community or anything like that, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I thought that I was going to struggle in terms of finding people just like myself here, but I really haven't. And again, that's also another blessing in disguise, because I really came here blinded, not knowing what to expect. And then also being able to find people that I bond with and that understand me as an individual. So I don't feel left out. Just basically carrying on with what I was saying, like, I found being here, the independence has really helped me understand who I am as a person, things I like, things I don't like, on a deeper level, and learning new stuff about other people that I probably didn't know about, and trying out new things. Because before, I think I was a bit too scared to try out stuff in the past, but I feel pretty confident trying out new things in terms of like, whether that's different types of food or different types of party experiences, or being friends with different people that I thought I'd never be friends with. Stuff like that it's taught me a lot about myself, and I feel like just that has really changed the way I've grown as a person. And I guess in a way with the podcast as well, it kind of clashed, because like the lifestyle is completely different to what it was before, and I wasn't able, where I hadn't recorded consistently, I wasn't able to implement the podcast into my day-to-day routine. So on top of uni, I had friendship commitments and relationship commitments, and what else would I say, community commitments, I don't know, but like I wasn't able to push it all together. And also I was looking for a job, so I was really like, I was like, oh my god, I need to find a job, and in case I do get a job, I need to make sure I have enough time to even have time to have a job, uni, and then friendships. And I guess where I was focusing on those three, the podcast wasn't my priority in terms of like where it comes. Like, don't get me wrong, the whole of first year I was planning on what we would do for the podcast, and we'd always have meetings and discussing on future topics when I would talk to like Raina and Mona. But after a while, like, I would have, with all of us even, there would be commitments that will come in the way, and I'll be like, wow, like, we just don't have the time to be recording. But I feel like now that I've understood the environment I'm in, I understand my friends on a deeper level, where I feel like the podcast can now easily be prioritized in terms of, like, I could easily put it into my day-to-day life. I'm trying not to look at the time. I should probably not look at it. Maybe make this smaller so I don't feel pressured by sticking to a time, because previously in the past I'll be recording for an hour and then the whole episode would drop down to like 45 minutes. So I just need to stop overthinking it, because looking at the time really does stress me out. I think it's mainly because of gym, because when I used to go to the gym, looking at the time will stress me out. I hate looking at the time. That's why I do it as a countdown rather than going up, because you know when you're at the gym and it feels like it's been like 5 minutes but you've only been on the treadmill for like 1 minute. That's how I feel. So I keep putting pressure on myself, and I decided that I'm not going to look at it anymore, because I feel like it's going to be very negative, and then I'll end up stop recording, and I don't want to stop recording, because I'm, like I said, I'm not recording this for the fourth time. It's not happening. It really isn't happening. So with the podcast, there are a lot of things that I do plan on doing with the podcast that there are a lot of things that I plan on doing with the podcast. Okay. So as you guys know, the podcast is currently back, and it's going to be better, I hope it's going to be 10 times better, because I don't want to sound narcissistic if I say that it's definitely going to be better. I want to, you know, I'm going to manifest and pray that obviously the podcast is better than what it was before. And yeah, the style of the podcast, I do intend on changing it a little bit, like, changing it a bit to match my style as I've matured as an individual, because I believe I've changed a lot. And I think you guys will notice that as the episodes go on, and even the people that I bring on will be different. I don't just plan on bringing like influencers or popular people on Instagram, but I plan on like bringing in like friends, family, my boyfriend. Hopefully he'll be on the podcast as well, and obviously still some guests that I have in mind. I did message someone a while ago. I still need to chase them up on that, but I do have a couple interesting people in mind in terms of like podcasting. And you guys, I can't wait for you guys to even listen to those episodes, because those are going to be very exciting. I forgot to mention, I've also met more creative people now. So I've met more creative people, and I'm not sure if it's because of like social media now being a really, really, really big thing in today's society, but I've met more creative people that are like doing YouTube, music, podcasting. And when I was doing the podcast, I don't think I knew a lot of people that were doing any of that sort that was within the same age range as myself. So being exposed to more people that are also doing that feels equally as motivating, because I feel like if not for one of my friends that really did push me to record this, the second episode, because I was actually going to give up after the first one. I was like, damn, I'm not going to get better at this. If not for him, I don't think I would be recording the way I am right now, because he was like, look, I'm doing my YouTube, you have to do your podcast. And I was like, damn, like, you're right, like, I really do need to push myself a little bit more. Like, it's not that I'm bad, I don't know why I'm scared though. I'm not bad, I don't know why I'm scared, so there is no reasons for me not to be recording right now. And even my friends, I had a lot of people come up to me like, when are you recording? And I was like, I don't know, I really don't know. And just the stress of it all and not starting, I only have myself to blame, to be honest. But yeah, we are back, guys. The style of the podcast is going to be changing. Like, the only reason for that is because what I listen to has changed. Like, I'm pretty sure you guys know that before I started recording, I used to listen to this podcast called Teenager Therapy. And I, not to say that I do like their episode, I do love their episodes. Not even like, I still love their episodes, but I just don't listen to them anymore. I listen to Emma Chamberlain, like Anything Goes, or like Try Not to Care with Ashley Corbo. I'll give you a list. So I think they're really good podcasts. So I would highly recommend these people to. I would highly recommend them for you to listen. If you are even looking for a podcast to listen to, I should probably add one more because I'm looking at my list and I'm realizing that there's one person that isn't here. And it's not because I don't like her or anything. It's because I just recently found her. So we've got six podcasts that I currently listen to at the moment, and I probably have more, but these are my six go-tos. So the first one is All The People podcast with Janelle Roberts, who's like a business owner, entrepreneur, and I'm pretty sure she's Christian, and she like blends it all in one episode, so it's really nice like listening to her and her as a POC. I forgot what I was gonna say, like her lifestyle and like the struggles of being a woman, not the struggles completely, but like, yeah, the struggles of being a woman of color, and you know, just a lot of topics that I don't know how to describe, but I recommend her. Try Not to Care with Ashley Corbo, she is like another version of Emma Chamberlain, if you guys listen to Emma Chamberlain. And her episodes are really interesting, and I really like her. I haven't listened to her in a while, I just realized, but her episodes are usually like, you know, my go-to. Then Anything Goes with Emma Chamberlain, you can't go wrong with Emma Chamberlain personally, like, I don't know, she's just amazing. I just love her episodes and everything like that. And then we've got Party of One with Erica, and hers is more like motivational, leaning towards the Christian side of podcasts, which I really like. And I don't know, like, whenever I listen to her episodes, I feel like I'm meditating. So again, that's another podcast I would recommend. Cocktails and Takeaway, that one is, I feel like that would be at the top of my list low-key, because just seeing like TikTok artists TikTokers that I thoroughly enjoy watching on TikTok, she gets a lot of them on her podcast, and it's nice, like, you know, seeing them on a deeper level, because obviously TikTok shows them their personality in like 3 minutes, but that's only 3 minutes, and it's a big difference when you see it in a 1 hour 30 minute podcast. And her videos/podcast is like, it is a podcast and video together, if that makes sense. So she records and also records in the video. That sounded so silly, but I hope you get what I mean. Like, she records the video of her podcast, and it's kind of nice watching it. And yeah, I don't know, I really like her podcast. And then the last one is Saved Not Soft. Hers is nice. She uses real day-to-day situations to reflect that in terms of Christianity as well, and she uses that what does she do that I like? Oh, like, she uses, like, you know, in terms of like, let's say you want to be, this is just an example, let's say you want to be that girl and you're trying to like get your life together and all that stuff, she's basically that girl, but she uses the Bible and Bible verses to like, you know, motivate you and stuff like that. And like, there's a lot of stuff that she does that in her podcast that I love so much, and I would highly recommend you guys go and listen to her as well. I just recently found her like a month ago, and I actually genuinely like her episodes, so I would recommend you guys to go listen to all those ones that I've recommended. I'll probably leave a link Not a link. I'll probably leave a written list in the bottom of this bio so you guys can listen to these episodes. Guys, the thought of like recording again and releasing is making me a little bit excited. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm sweating, my fingers are clammy, and I'm playing with them because I'm nervous. But like, I miss the feeling of, you know, being my own boss, if that makes sense. Like, doing something that I enjoy, because I feel like I've not done this in a long time, and this brought me so much happiness, and it was what kept me going. It was what kept me going throughout sixth form, and I completely lost my outlook when I came to uni, and now that I feel like I have it, I feel better. So yeah, oh, guys, I'm so excited, and there's so many new things, like not just having new guests and having a new style of podcasting, but one thing, okay, this was a pro and a con for me. So I'm very happy that the platform that I use, Anchor, which is today's sponsor as well, changed a lot since the time I used it. And since the time I last used it till now, it's changed massively. To the point where I felt like, I was so demoralized, because I was like, I'm not demoralized. I was so demotivated because I was looking at this like, damn, like, I feel old. Like, I feel like I can't even basically understand this type of technology that has come into place, because what the hell? Like, how am I meant to understand what is going on? But they did introduce some things like polls, Q&As, which I'm definitely gonna take full advantage of and leave it in today's episode, because I want to hear what you guys are saying, because I just really want to understand, like, first of all, who's listening to these episodes again, because I feel like obviously this break has really put a distance on me and my relationship with the audience, and not being able to be in contact with you guys, because that was my only podcasting was the only way to be exposed to you guys, and I really want to have this opportunity to understand what you guys are like. Obviously you guys have grown, and I want to understand you guys on a deeper level and see whether you guys as well have, you know, how I've changed mentally. I'm wondering if it'll be on the same wave as the way you guys have, in terms of like whether this new style of podcasting is going to be the type of podcasting that you guys are going to enjoy. I hope that was helpful. But yeah, there's stuff like Q&As and polls, so definitely check after the episode or whilst listening if there's any that I've put up there for you guys to see. Again, Mona and Reina are still on the podcast, so they will be joining hopefully very soon, where it's not going to be stressful. And again, I'm going to have plenty of new guests that I can't wait to bring on the podcast. Oh my god, I'm smiling so much because I'm so excited, guys. I'm so excited. I don't think you guys understand. I've been meaning to do the podcast. I'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And I feel bad because I'll be on my Instagram saying, like, guys, yeah, new episodes coming next week, and it wouldn't come because I would have recorded it and then been like, no, it's a no-no. And I'm so happy that I'm finally sat down and recorded, because damn, it makes me so happy to even be doing this in the first place. Okay, sorry. but yeah, that's really it for today's episode. Like I told you, there wasn't really a topic. It was just mainly to do with changes around me as an individual, the podcast, and what to expect. But yeah, I'm hoping this episode comes out very soon. 13th. I'm giving myself 13th, so I'm gonna hopefully edit this all before the 13th. I actually have a very busy weekend because I'm going back home, and I'm only gonna be there. I'm gonna be there for I'm gonna be going back home, so I don't know if I'll have time to edit. I'll probably edit today, to be honest. Oh my god, Mondays are stressful for me to release. I even just realized I might start releasing episodes on Wednesdays rather than Mondays, because I've got a full day of lectures, and Wednesdays are the only appropriate days that I'm but not at lectures, I'm at home. So I think from now on, episodes will come out on a Wednesday. So I think what I might do is I will record this episode and release for the 15th. So you guys will be expecting episodes every Wednesdays, I guess. That will be much better, yeah. Every Wednesday you guys are getting episodes from me. Yeah, that's it, guys. I don't have anything planned to say. I don't think I do. Yeah. I'm holding myself accountable for this. If I don't, you guys can send hate my way. I'm joking. Please don't send any hate. But I'm just saying, like, Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday the 15th. This is when this episode is going to come out, hopefully. But if it's smooth, I'm hoping it's going to be smooth. But yeah, that's it for today, guys. But yeah, there was no actual topic for today other than like general changes, because I feel like it's a lot to talk about and then a topic on top, which is a bit too much. And yeah, I even forgot to introduce the start of this new season. I don't know what I was thinking. I'll probably edit this and put it at the start, but welcome to season two. Not season two, see. Welcome to season three, baby, and it is a new year, new Lost in the 21st Century, and yeah, I'm very excited for you guys to experience this new journey of podcasting with us, and definitely recommend this to a friend, family, and follow our Instagram at Lost in the 21st Century if you aren't already, so please do that. That would be the best thing you guys can do for us, and I'm not sure if you guys can hear my flatmates in the background. I'm sorry, but I'm happy I'm wrapping this up now. And this wasn't during, but yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And I'm so excited to do episode two with you guys. And if you guys have any recommendations on what you want me to talk about next week, please feel free to do so. Love you guys.